Hi guys, it's Pastor Chuck back with you with another Man Church assignment. Guys, today you'll have completed your second out of 4 weeks in working through building a race plan for your life, excuse me guys, and being able to successfully find your groove. And we're going to finish up this section about calling today, talking about how do we know, what are the steps we followed? You've had a pretty clear and easy assignment for 4 days. Let's wrap it up today as we move from making sure that you're called to the person of Christ, from there to the purposes of God. Are you certain that you're in your passions? Are you really clear that the path you've been on, God has not wasted that time? He has used it to prepare you for today and tomorrow. And then finally, the Lord opens up a position for us to put all of these things together and put them to work for his kingdom and for the good of the kingdom of God. There's an old brain teaser that goes something like this, guys. A grandfather, two fathers, and two sons all shared a house. How many people live there? Now, the obvious answer is five. But since this is a brain teaser, you got to think a little deeper to determine the correct answer. Three. There's a grandfather, a father, and a son. The trick lies in seeing the dual roles of the grandfather and the father. The grandfather is also a father to the father, and the father is also a son to the grandfather. Are you with me? So all of us have different roles and different positions as we go throughout life. Sometimes we're the father. Sometimes we're the son, if you will. When it comes to leadership, when it comes to answering our calling in life, we assume too often that it's always about an elevated position and the clout that accompanies the position. It's another rung up the ladder. It's another point of responsibility. It's a pay increase. I get a little more recognition in all of this. But God sees us as men, leaders, no matter where we are, what we do. He's equipped and called us to leadership. And so we have to always lead, whether we do it from the back, the middle, or the front of the pack. God places each of us in leadership roles within and for his kingdom. We have roles in our family. We have roles in our ministry. We have roles in our community. Listen, guys, you have roles in the community of work you're in. And you know what? We are always leading, because leading is taking the God-given influence that you have and using it well. And so when you look at this, the trick here lies in seeing our dual roles. We are there for people, but we are also there for God. He put us in our positions, and if we leave our desire for other positions or roles unchecked, that desire will soon become one of our stumbling blocks to accomplishing God's assignment and role for us right where we are. One or more of our current roles might seem small, but if God's placed you there, it's hugely important. Jesus said in Luke chapter 16, beginning of verse 10, whoever can be trusted with very little can also be trusted with much. And whoever is dishonest with very little will also be dishonest with much. So if you have not been trustworthy in handling worldly wealth, who will trust you with the true riches? And if you have not been trustworthy with someone else's property, who will give you property of your own? The bottom line, guys, is this. If we're not faithful in the assignments that God's already called us to, regardless of their perceived significance, then what reason are we giving God to trust us with bigger, larger, or more assignments in the future? I think we have to treat every role we have as critically important, because to God, it is, or he wouldn't have assigned it to you. Sometimes I see guys, men, who literally, they've determined that their position is in life is all about being a provider. And so they sink their teeth and their life into their careers, and they forgot that one of the roles that God entrusted them with was to be a father, was to be a husband, was to be a churchman, was to live as a man of prayer. And so what happens is we get completely out of balance when we determine that what we do as providers are more important than those things we do as protectors, those things that we do as prayer, those things that we don't do when we skip reading God's word or listening to God's word or investing in God's word because we got another board meeting to prepare for. Guys, listen, as you wrap up this Friday, ask yourself this. What are all of my roles? Go ahead and jot them down. When I did this, I had like seven unique roles in my life. They included things like husband, father, grandfather. They also included things like counselor. They included things like teacher. They included things like encourager. I've got a lot of roles, and so do you. Make a list of each of those roles. Right next to it, rate from the scale of 1 to 10, 10 being highest, 1 being lowest. How well do you believe you're functioning in that role? Any of those roles that you are under 7 on, guys, tweak it so you can get it up there where it's the priority God intended it to be. I'm so excited you're working through this, guys. We finished up week 2 of Race Plan, Finding Your Groove, over 30 days. Go ahead and start sharing these with other dudes. And also, make your plans to join us on May 15. That night, we'll have our final man church before we take a break for summer. I'll see you then, guys. Bye.